Farage, EU elections will be used to oust Remainer Parliament. By Jack Montgomery on April 25, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has vowed to use the momentum of victory in the European Parliament elections to oust a Remainer Parliament which has delayed and derailed the people's vote to leave the European Union in 2016. Here you are, one of the biggest Leave towns in the country, and yet you are represented by a Remainer. Doesn't that sum up everything that is wrong in the country today? Farage asked crowds at a rally in Clacton, where he was able to return an MP for UKIP when he led the party in 2014 and 2015. Praising the Clacton as the most patriotic and Eurosceptic town in the whole country. The veteran campaigner and MEP told residents Brexit would not just give back the country's pride, but could return the North Sea fishing grounds which are its people's birthright and allow coastal communities like Clacton to rebuild their fishing communities. Shattered by decades of EU membership in which Brussels has treated fisheries as a so-called common resource and deprived the British of most of their territorial stocks. Lambasting the Prime Minister and members of Parliament more generally for repeatedly delaying Brexit and attempting to water it down or outright thwart it. Farage asked, "Can you imagine in an African country if an election was overturned? There would be uproar. We'd be calling for the United Nations to be sent in. And yet it's happening in our own nation," he lamented. "We will not put up with it, we are going to fight back. And I'll tell you something else, we are going to win," he vowed. Hasn't their sheer arrogance during these negotiations summed up why, in this great nation of ours, that gave so much in the past, that we should not be governed by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels or anywhere else in the world? He asked, referring to EU Council President Michel Barnier, Commission negotiation Michel Barnier, and the kingpin himself, Jean-Claude Juncker. "Let's pause for a moment and think about those generations that went before us," he suggested. "Think, up on the seafront, at Walton-on-the-Naze, of the statue that was put up there. The first ever statue in this country, put up to a private soldier. Columbine, the man that won the Victoria Cross and lost his life defending this country. And those that did it again in 1939 to 1945, he said. "We made those sacrifices so that we and the rest of Europe could be free. Proud, independent nations, and even if our politicians don't believe in it. Surely, folks, you agree with me, we must honor them. And give our children and grandchildren a start, and be a free nation." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery.